There are only four teams remaining at the time of the taping of Nothing But Net that are undefeated, and we've got one of those coaches with us, head coach Krista Gerlich from Texas Tech. Coach, congratulations on the best start ever in the history of Texas Tech basketball. I know that's got to mean something to you personally since you played there.
Well, thank you so much, and it certainly does. I think I told our media after our game the other night that there's been some really good basketball teams in Texas Tech Lady Raider basketball history, and I was a part of one of them, but we certainly weren't 16-0. So I'm really proud of our team and just our girls to be able to have that recognition and to be able to put their names in the record books here at Texas Tech.
Well, you've moved up to number 17 in the poll, up four spots from last week. We're in week 9 of the AP poll. So, I mean, this is a familiar place for you. You know, you've understand what this means and the, you know, when you're looking at polls or you're looking at the way people are perceiving your team. How do you perceive your team right now?
Yeah. Well, thank you for that. And I do think we're pretty tough. I think we're really balanced. I think our kids are playing really well together and really confidently. I think we defend very consistently, and I think that's the piece that has probably elevated us into the rankings, to be quite honest, is that we can defend so that when we're not shooting the basketball well or maybe not playing as well offensively, we can still find a way to win basketball games. So I'm happy with the way we're playing, but obviously never satisfied and want to continue to grow. And we don't want to peak for sure, and I don't think we're anywhere close to that.
It is the beginning of January, right? You'd rather be peaking right closer to the end of February. Yeah. When you were evaluating the portal and trying to decide who would fit what Texas Tech culture and what you wanted, how did you go about making those decisions and how did you land on some of the players that you've landed on?
Yeah. So first of all, we had to have a point guard. It literally, that has been the position for me since I've taken this job that I have just struggled with the most. And probably because I'm the hardest on that position and need to trust them the most. And we have really struggled in that area. And I have been able to, I've had to ask players that aren't real point guards to play those spots for us. And so that was our number one goal in the portal season, was to get us a point guard that could run this team and run it at a really high level and somebody that I could trust. And that's hard to do, especially in the NIL world now. And, you know, point guards are hard to come by. And when you get really good ones, there's a pretty nice price tag on them. So that was really hard for us. But we made a decision a couple of years ago to go more international to try to help us with that. And the relationships that we made internationally recruiting helped us land Hema Nunez. And she has been such a bright spot for us and has been instrumental in our success. There's no doubt. But I would say too, just the relationship that I have with her, as I said earlier, it's such an important position for me to trust. And her personality is so on point and so contagious, and her teammates love her. So that's where we went and in the HDI rating systems, we went to that area as well to see who could come in and really help us, and everything landed on her. And so we did whatever possible to get her. Secondly, we needed a big that could really score in the paint and own it for us a little bit. And, Jada Malone, entered the portal, and all the film that we saw on her was exactly what we were needing. We really appreciated how she could move up and down the floor and still take up space in the lane and be productive. And so we put all hands on deck and went after her, and we're able to land her pretty quickly. And she's been really productive for us and just keeps getting better and better. And then we were just trying to put complimentary players around the ones that we had returning, and then those two kids. And we kind of just got a present and a gift in Snutta Collins. There's no doubt. And that was fantastic. And she's been nothing short of super impressive since she's landed here.
Well, you also have Bailey Maupin, who is a 4-year player for you, and you've been able to retain her every year. And it seems like she just gets better every year. And no matter the pieces that you've helped build around with her, because you don't see many 4-year players anymore, to be honest with you, Krista. So what is it about Bailey and Texas Tech?
No, she's a novelty for sure. But, you know, she has, her grassroots are red and black. I will just tell you, her parents are Red Raiders. I've known Bailey since she was in the 7th grade. I was her first offer when I was at UT Arlington. And the only way that I was going to get her is if I was at a Power Four, and it helped tremendously, when we got the job here, and she was super locked in. She just is a West Texas kid, and they love Texas Tech. They love everything about it. And she loves Lady Raider basketball. And when she committed to me, you know, I think that we had some great conversations about what we wanted to accomplish, and she knew it was going to be an uphill battle, but she wanted to be a part of that. And so this spring, she had multiple people in her DMs, no doubt, because she never entered the portal, but she had multiple people in her DMs contacting her, and she immediately just shut them down. And to be honest, I actually never knew about that. Other people on my staff did, but she never made it an issue. She never never even entertained the idea. Mm-hmm. So the fact that she's just been so loyal and has been with me through the fire, because she's one of the ones that had to play point guard because we didn't have one. And she's really grown her game because of that. But man, it's been awesome to see her get off the ball and still utilize a lot of PG characteristics, sure, you know, and tools. But she has just been our focal point, our anchor to what we're doing, and a fantastic leader for us.
So most people this week, when they talk to Krista Gerlich or think about Texas Tech, would lead with a different top line. I personally think the top line is the success of your team.
Thank you.
16-0, 3-0 in Big 12 play, and already a win over Baylor. And I want to get back to that. But I would be remiss if I did not ask you about 7'1" Stephanie Okechukwu. I think I said it right.
Okechukwu. Said it pretty good.
Pretty close, right?
Yes.
7'1". Okay, yes. Let's start with that right there. And then how did you get her? What is her skill set? How do you blend and meld her into what you're already doing that is obviously being successful at a high level?
Yes. Well, number one, we went back to those international recruiting whenever we set out to make those ties and those relationships. And to be honest, we've been working on her for a while. She did not become available. We thought she would become available in the summer. She did not, and we stepped back and said, okay, well, we missed the buck on that one because she was tied up with in other situations. And then we got a phone call in late September, early October that said, no, she is available, and they're very interested in Texas Tech. And we knew it was a long haul. There was a lot of work to do in obtaining her visa and able for her to come over here. And so that's probably where we said, hey, we're willing to go the extra mile for her and to try to make this happen because of the anomaly that she is 7'1", and that you just don't see that.
You've never seen it.
We've never seen it. Exactly. We've never seen it. And even from the videos that we watched of her and things like that, like she had great hands. You know, she can drop step and score pretty easily. She can block shots. There's no doubt about that. Rim protector. She's got a great skill set, but you know, the way we play, which is up and down and we're pressing full court, does she fit into that? No, she doesn't. So when she enters the game, it definitely will have to be different, but she's a rim protector, right? I mean, she's 7 foot tall. We can alter, our game plan and how we play a little bit, which actually it allows our guards to press out a little bit even harder, knowing that they always will have somebody
Absolutely.
Behind them. So I don't know that we'll have to alter it that much, but you know, if we can get 10 minutes out of her, I think that would be a huge 10 minutes, no pun intended.
No, I mean, like I'm just thinking about, you know, Audie Crooks, Iowa State, how challenging she is to defend. How do you score over 7'1"? I mean, we have not seen that in the women's game. I can't wait to see it. I mean,
yeah,
I think it's fascinating, right?
It is. It's going to be exciting, and it's going to be fun to watch her just develop and grow her game. I mean, she has her eyes set on playing in the WNBA, as she should. And we want to help her develop her game as much as she can to be able to compete at that level. And she has no professional experience. She graduated from high school. She does have a couple of gaps in there from COVID and some personal issues that she went through with her family. But she has 4 years of eligibility. Now, whether or not we can get those 4 years, we'll see. But right now we're locked in on her initial eligibility and being able to get her to play this year.
It's just phenomenal to me. I cannot wait to see it.
I would be remiss if I didn't say that, like, the majority of this goes to Eric DeRue on my staff, because he worked tirelessly and believed and contacted the right people and developed the right relationships and never took no for an answer. And so I have to make sure I say that, because without him, this wouldn't have been possible.
I'm thinking about Wemby with the Spurs and his play in the NBA. If anybody has seen that, I got to believe that this is going to be a very similar looking situation in the women's game. I mean, you think about the teams that have won with 6'7" at the rim and how tough that has been to defend. You already know what championship caliber basketball looks like. I mean, how is she, like, I know she's smart. She speaks three languages. She's Nigerian, yep. But she came from Japan. So she's very well traveled.
Absolutely. And has been away from home for a long time. And so, you know, she's used to being in the spotlight just because of her height. She's used to being away from home. English is a very common language in Nigeria. So her English is, her communication is fantastic. Very mature kid. She has a fantastic story to tell, which we're so excited for her to be able to tell that while she's here. And then the door that it opens for other Nigerians as well. Like, it's really an exciting time, and it's very groundbreaking, if you will.
It is. Okay. So as you're going along during the season and you're stacking up wins and you're stacking up good habits, and is there a signature win or something along the way that you all of a sudden you went, oh my goodness, like, this is really clicking, like, we really got something going?
Yeah, we put our schedule together to be able to test us, to get us a resume that could be NCAA tournament worthy. So we brought in some Power Four schools into our home court. And I feel like that we didn't purposely play all three of them back to back to back, but that's how the dates and the scheduling worked. And so that stretch for me, even though it was really early in the year, that was really going to test us quickly to see where we are. I have so much respect for Sam Parcells at Mississippi State and just his program and how tough they are defensively. And that's really the one that I wanted to see. Like, how can we handle with the physicality? How can we handle with that type of coaching, you know, and scouting against us? And we had some great wins moving up to that, because I felt like our performance against SMU was pretty groundbreaking as well. But the win against Mississippi State, because we got ourselves in such a hole the first quarter and being able to fight back through that, I thought was a pretty signature win for us. And then going on the road, we purposely went on the road to Washington State, to New Mexico. I know New Mexico is a mid-major, but that place is hard to play at.
Sure.
And they have great tradition there, and they're a really good basketball team. And so those two wins, I thought, also really helped us understand just being away from home, being on an island by yourself on a gym against a good coach team, against Washington State. Like, what is that going to look like? And then obviously the one at New Mexico. So I feel like we've been stacking them, and then no doubt opening at Baylor has helped our confidence and helped our resume as well.
Well, you got to play Baylor again. You got TCU and Iowa State at your place. You got, I think it's Houston, Kansas. Also, you're going to play twice besides Baylor. This has got to be fun, right? I mean, you've been building towards this for a while.
Absolutely.
This has got to feel pretty good. Has Marcia Sharp been checking in on you? How's
She's been with me through the whole time. She's been with me through the fire, man. I just love her so much. And she comes to every game. She has been locked in. You know, our 93 national championship team got inducted into the Ring of Honor this year. And so that entire team got to be here. And she was obviously a huge part of that. So, no, she's been locked in with me and helping me get through it. And, you know, when I took the job, that was my goal. You know, we were on the front page of USA Today for other reasons at that point. And I really wanted to take a stand and be able to go through every year and just build and build and build. And it's been hard. It's been super hard. And I don't think we've done it as fast as everybody wanted us to, or as fast as I wanted us to be honest. But here we are. and it feels really good. And our kids are fighting hard for our culture. They're fighting hard for the standard, and they're fighting hard for our tradition of Lady Raider basketball. And we've got a huge game coming up this week at West Virginia. And, you know, the next game is our biggest one on our schedule right now.
As it should be. West Virginia, the other team in your league, unbeaten in Big 12 play. So, Krista, congratulations on your success. The best start ever in the history of Texas Tech basketball. And you are a part of a 1993 national championship team, moving up in the polls and going to be playing with 7'1" center coming up soon. We wish you well, and we thank you so much for spending some time with us on Nothing But Net.
I appreciate you so much. Love what you do for the game, and it's an honor to be here today. Thank you.
Thank you, Coach. Best wishes in 2026. That's Krista Gerlich, the head coach at Texas Tech.